CBB's responsibility for oversight of the beef checkoff includes monitoring checkoff expenditures for compliance with the Beef Act and Order. We monitor the checkoff expenditures of all the dollars by qualified state beef councils, the Federation, and national beef industry organizations that contract to manage national checkoff programs. As Polly just said, we take that responsibility very seriously. In addition to CBB's review, all checkoff expenditures by contractors, state beef councils, and the Federation undergo several other reviews. The first review occurs within each of these individual organizations as part of their internal control processes, which are designed to ensure that checkoff funds are spent only on eligible checkoff activities. These internal procedures are also designed to ensure that checkoff transactions are recorded properly in each organization's accounting systems. Next, the financial statements and records of each of these organizations are examined by an external accounting firm that is contracted separately by each organization. In some cases, the financial records may also be examined by a regulatory agency if the organization receives non-checkoff funding, including state or federal funds. Finally, all contractors, state beef councils, the Federation of State Beef Councils, and CBB can be audited by the Agricultural Marketing Services Branch of USDA or the Office of Inspector General on behalf of the Secretary of Agriculture. As you know, OIG is currently performing an audit of the Beef Checkoff Program. This audit covers fiscal year 2008 through fiscal year 2010. In other words, OIG is reviewing activity that has already been reviewed by CBB and external auditors. At this time, I do not know when that report will be issued, but when it is, it will be made available to all of you. As you can see, checkoff expenditures undergo extensive scrutiny by accountants and auditors from all sides. With that background in mind, I would like to focus on the Beef Board's review of checkoff expenditures that contracting organizations submit for reimbursement to the Beef Board. On a monthly basis, contractors submit invoices to CBB for work performed under approved authorization request. Those authorization requests are approved by the operating committee and are funded with the Beef Board budget. CBB reviews the expenditures within these invoices for compliance with the following documents: the Act and Order, the CBB guidelines for the approval of programs, CBB acknowledgement guidelines, the contractor's agreement with the operating committee, the approved authorization request, and the CBB guidelines for the contractor's expenditures. Clearly, the reviews are extensive and overlapping to ensure the least possible opportunity for error. The invoices we receive include both direct expenditures and implementation or cost of doing business expenditures. In addition to our review of the invoices submitted to us for reimbursement, we also perform periodic reviews of each contractor's internal control policies and procedures to ensure the contractor has an adequate system in place to safeguard your checkoff dollars. It is important to remember, of course, that there are some expenditures that are outside of our purview to review, such as non-checkoff expenditures. As industry membership organizations, all contractors to the beef checkoff incur non-checkoff expenditures as part of their business. We also do not review the work of their external auditors or their tax returns. Of course, any external audit firm provides their own assurances about their work, and this provides yet another layer of checks and balances on contractor financials and record keeping. With this background in mind, I would like to share a few specifics about CBB's review procedures and the most recent improvements we've made to those procedures. Of course, CBB has been reviewing accounting transactions and internal control processes of our contractors for many years. As a result, we are quite familiar with each of their accounting processes, and we have always been able to follow the trail of checkoff dollars from our invoices through their accounting processes down to the supporting documentations. In other words, our financial compliance work keeps us clearly abreast of how and where your checkoff dollars are being spent. Again, this is a responsibility that we take very seriously. Our compliance review procedures are based upon well-established standards and center on audit sampling. Audit sampling procedures are carefully designed to provide what is called reasonable assurance, which, as that implies, includes some degree of uncertainty. A tried and true financial industry practice, audit sampling does not involve testing 100% of the transactions, but instead is designed to achieve a balance between the cost and time required to look at every transaction and the negative impact of errors inherent in examining only a sample of transactions. When designing CVB-specific procedures, of course, we also recognize that every checkoff expenditure can be traced back to the decision made by a person, for example, the decision on what accounting code to use for a given transaction. As you all know, errors do occur, and no organization's accounting system is 100% accurate. What that means is we expect to find errors. When we find errors, it means our integrated system of checks and balances is working. As the responsible compliance arm, if you will, of your checkoff administration, we understand that while we contract with organizations that have top-notch professionals who adhere to many layers of financial guidelines, both internal and external, our compliance review procedures are part of those layers of checks and balances built into the process. We design our procedures not only to spot and correct errors, but also to be flexible enough to allow for the positive resolution of any issues that we may find. We report findings and resolutions to both the CVB Executive Committee and USDA, and both CVB Executive Committee and USDA approve all reports and resolutions. And I'm happy to say to date that we have been able to resolve every issue to the satisfaction of the CVB Executive Committee and USDA. Of course, no matter how strong and effective any working system is, there is always room for improvement over time. We constantly apply what we learn from our procedures and our assessment of audit risk factors to evaluate and update the checkoff's financial review processes to ensure that it remains appropriate, efficient, and dependable. To demonstrate this, let's look at some of the latest improvements in our financial review procedures. Prior to fiscal year 2011, CBB performed limited procedures on monthly invoices submitted by contractors for reimbursement of expenditures. These monthly procedures were followed by more extensive procedures that were performed by outside consultants or CBB financial staff on a periodic basis. They covered 1 to 3 year periods. However, this process did not allow us to identify some issues on a current basis. So beginning in fiscal year 2011, CBB made some changes to that compliance review process. Again, we are vigilant about learning from real-life experiences and adapting our procedures to incorporate those lessons. Among the latest changes, for example, is the increased frequency of our contractor reviews. With the addition of extensive monthly and/or quarterly reviews of each contractor's checkoff expenses. In addition, we heeded our contractors' calls for more specific, clear guidelines with less room for interpretation or error. These guidelines are updated annually with input from our contractors and incorporate things that we have learned during our past year of reviews, as well as any new issues that we anticipate. These guidelines are also part of each contractor's annual agreement with the operating committee. In fact, at its meeting here on Thursday, the CBB Executive Committee reviewed the updated guidelines for 2013 and recommended them for approval to the Operating Committee at its meeting in September. In another effort to strengthen our financial accountability to you, we have beefed up our on-staff finance team to include the CFO position in 2010 and a highly experienced auditor in 2011. Our finance team currently includes three staff members, including two CPAs, who perform compliance reviews of checkoff expenditures. The finance team has combined experience in accounting and auditing of 64 years, with 21 of those years spent working on the beef checkoff program. In addition to the improvements that we have made in our procedures and practices, and with similar guidance from past experiences, some of our contractors have also made some changes to the way they track and account for every checkoff dollar that you invest. For example, NCBA has added an internal compliance manager who has a clear understanding of the requirements of our system and therefore serves as an effective liaison to CBB. We work closely with the compliance staff on a weekly basis to address issues that we have identified in our reviews and to discuss potential compliance issues. We also provide input to NCBA's processes designed to minimize compliance risk. The new compliance staff functions independently of NCBA's accounting and program staff and is accountable directly to the NCBA Audit Committee. Finally, as part of CBB's continual evaluation and updating of our compliance review procedures, we are initiating changes in this year that will allow us to establish compliance benchmarks for each contractor that can be tracked on an annual basis. I am happy to report that we have had the full cooperation of all of our contractors in implementing a fully integrated system of checks and balances. I feel confident in saying that the processes in place are well designed to safeguard your checkoff investment. Thank you.